So we just need to take that down to that level, right? But we can sort that out later on. Anyway, having sorted your instruments out, I'll put them down safely. Come, we'll stand in a circle and we'll make a start. To begin with, it's just really great to be here, and thanks Stuart for googling away and finding me. Yeah. And what we have in common is the three words: search and reflect. Does that mean anything to anybody here? Search and reflect?
No. A specific thing.
A specific thing. No. No, it's a specific thing, and it refers to a very influential but quite rare book by a jazz drummer called John Stevens, who wrote out an approach to improvised music making. I have a copy of the book, and the workshops that I do are based on those principles. And you were searching for a copy of the book and looking for some workshops based on those ideas. So that's how the connection was made. And until then, I hadn't heard about the cube. But I have now, and it's great to be here. Who am I? I mean, I'm a musician, and I'm also an educator. I've spent 24 years working in schools. I was latterly as a head teacher of a secondary school, and then, in fact, I left that in 2003. And I work as an independent education consultant and a musician and a writer. And the area that I'm interested in is improvisation. Hi there, come and join us. That's all right. I'm really interested in improvisation, not only as a musical activity, but also as a social activity, you know, the way it operates in organisations. And as I've gone down this road, I've found that there's lots of people writing really interesting stuff about it. And it's not just a sort of a little esoteric area of music making, you know, that's on the fringes. It's very much at the heart of the way that people live and learn and run their lives and how they operate. So that's where I'm coming from. But I'm going to do music tonight. And we have got an hour and a half or so to create a 45-minute concert. So which is going to be fun, isn't it? So my name's Nick. Can you just tell me a little about yourself and why you're here and what you want out of this evening?
My name's Christian, and I looked on the website of the Orchestra Cube, and it looks really interesting. I've also seen Orchestra Cube play here at the Cube, and I was being knocked out, so I'm interested in sort of the central side as well, and also meeting musicians and starting my own band as well, so it's a fun project.
Okay, right.
I'm Richie, and I play drums in the Cube Orchestra. So, I suppose improv music is part of my canon.
Right. Okay. And what do you want out of this evening?
There are just some fresh ideas.
Okay. Right.
I'm Saskia. I've just started coming to the orchestra, Key Orchestra, which I really like. I suppose mainly because I haven't played cello for a long time until picking it up again the last few weeks or months. It's been really good to come along and just be able to make a lot of noise, and it's sort of helped me get back into play, which is good, which is something I want to do more of. And I've always liked improvising and felt limited by my technique, I suppose, but I suppose that's an inevitable thing, but it's nice to see what you can get with it.
Thank you.
I'm Simone. I've been at the Cube Orchestra. I don't know how long, I've kind of lost track, but I really like improvising, and I learn classically, so it's really good to buy an electric violin and try and just muck about on it, really. So that's what I do every Wednesday. Yeah. And I'd like to get a band, eventually. What's that? I don't take it seriously at all.
And what do you want to get out of this evening?
Yeah, same as Richie's, us getting new ideas. And
okay.
From an experienced improviser.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm Stuart, and I play guitar with the Cube Orchestra as well.
basically I just want to get out of this, just some new ideas maybe, and communicate musicianship wise with other people. Really just interact with people, I think I like that as well, like almost talking through your instrument.
I'm Julia, and I haven't been playing violin for very long, maybe 3 years, but the last two I've not been playing it because I've been doing another thing. So I've just picked it back up recently, and it wasn't as terrible as I thought. And I really like playing it, and I really like the idea of improvisation, and I thought for a long time I would enjoy it, but I haven't done it before. And I've seen Orchestra Cube once, and I really like what they did, and I thought it would be wonderful to join if I could one day. So it's kind of in that spirit that I've come just to try it out today.
Right, okay.
Marcus, I've been in the orchestra pretty much from the beginning, it's a year and a half now. So I kind of spent 15 years sort of playing on my own, so sort of lurch from one extreme to the other, kind of sort of carving this sort of lonely sort of musical foe on my own to kind of playing with 10 people. And one of the things I kind of wrestle with is, you know, the kind of musical space I tend to kind of gravitate to, you know, the sort of safe musical space, and like the kind of the tension between being in that space and kind of coming out of that space. And And, you know, one of the things about being in the orchestra is kind of, you know, seeing other people being in their musical spaces as well, you know, where they return to, and how much, you know, people come out, and, you know, when we sometimes kind of manage to meet together, and do we meet in someone else, you know, do we play home or away, or do we all play away, or does someone at home, this kind of stuff.
Okay, right.
Also, I'm the archivist. So, you know, there's recordings of maybe half the sessions, so that's quite a lot of music over the last year and a half, weekly sessions, and it's quite interesting listening back and kind of thinking, was I there? I must have been, because I recorded it, and like listening to the stuff which really works, and then it all kind of falls apart. So one of the things I'm interested to see if we can get out is, like, it would be nice if we could kind of increase the ratio of the stuff where it's working rather than where it's all falling apart.
Yeah.
And then wondering whether that's kind of hopelessly ambitious.
Right. I don't think it is ambitious.
Right.
I think that's what it's about.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm Chloe. I came once to the Cube Orchestra a couple of weeks ago. Couldn't make it yesterday. I used to play violin, haven't played for ages, but same as Saskia, picked up for the first time in years last week before. And I've never really done improvisation, but I'm coming to do other musical stuff, I guess, which is improvisation, never on violin, so it's quite new to me. And I guess it's quite a formal introduction to improvisation in the workshop, and I really like the kind of communication to the music, like listening to other people. And playing on the basis of that.
Yes. Appeals. Well, that's what we're going to be doing. It's spontaneous improvisation, or free improvisation, as it's called. And one of the things that I'm not worried about is your technique. Okay. You're going to have whatever technique you brought with you today. Fine. You might want to disregard that technique. You want to try and play things you can't play. Yeah. Or you might want to play safe and just play the things you can. That's right, I'm not worried about that at all. This is not a way of investigating how much you could do. It's basically what you can do with the sounds that you're going to choose to play. Right. And it's about an approach where we actually listen to each other. And I'm much more interested in not what you're playing, but how you're going to respond to the playing of somebody else. And I think this is what the work of John Stevens is about. And his groundbreaking band called the Spontaneous Music Ensemble, and that's what they were. And they were tackling this thing about trying to make it work every time.
Yeah.
So that being truthful to the moment. Okay. We're just going to begin with doing some music making. I just want you to copy me. first piece for the evening.
Okay.
We're going to do it again. Right. With our eyes closed. Okay? Let's see if you can... Do you understand the structure of it?
Yes.
That, and then one finger, two, full clap, and then going down again. Right? And I'm not going to lead it either. We'll just see what happens. Okay? So we'll close our eyes.
So far, so good.
Okay. What happens when you close your eyes then?
It increases.
Opens up. The work, sort of John Stevens' work, begins, and I'll start with talking about that, but then I'll do it away. His work begins by actually saying that about developing a sense of rhythm or a common pulse between musicians. So we're just going to work on developing that, and we're going to do some simple clapping exercises. Okay. So again, I'll clap. You can respond. We're going to join us. So that's going to